Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名，开始讲道。
Before we pray, I'm going to use a few passages from the scriptures for mutual encouragement.
在我们讲祷告之前，用几个经节跟大家一起来互相勉励。
I still remember in my lessons, we talk about how we can be strengthened.
记得在我的刚上课的那内容里面，我讲到怎么样怎么来增强自己。
That is based on Isaiah chapter 27.
它是记载在以赛亚书第二十七章。
We know that serving God requires strength.
我们知道在服侍神当中，我们需要力量。
We need a constant and continuous supply of strength from the Lord.
我们必须要从神而来源源不断的力量。
Today we may be able to serve God for a year or 2 years.
我们可能今天可能会侍奉神一年或两年。
But we need the stamina from God to keep us going. Strength from God to keep us going.
必从神而来的力量，让我们源源不断的去服侍他。
Where does the strength come from?
这力量从哪里来呢？
I think it has been a question that we always ask ourselves.
我想这是我们常常问自己的一个问题。
Because very often we are told that prayer comes, strength comes through prayer.
很多时候我们常常被告诉说这个力量可以从祷告当中来获得。
Of course, we don't deny that this is true.
当然，这个也是事实。
In fact, strength comes through prayer.
的确，我们可以从祷告当中获得力量。
But we should not just limit ourselves in prayer to obtain the strength from God.
但是我们不应该单单只从祷告当中来得到力量。
Our prayer must be in line with our life as well.
我们的祷告必须与我们的这个生活一起。
We can turn to this Isaiah chapter 27.
我们去请看以赛亚书二十七章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 27.
以赛亚书二十七章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5 and verse 6.
第五节跟第六节。
Well, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Amen.
不然让他持住我的能力，使他与我和好，愿他与我和好。
These are the words spoken by God through Isaiah to his people.
这个是神的话借着以赛亚跟他的这个人民来讲述。
Here is like a kind of invitation from God to his chosen.
这就好像是一种从神而来的邀约。
And God is asking them to take hold of his strength.
神邀请他们来持住他的能力，
so that they may make peace with God.
所以他们能够与神来和好。
Here we can see the source of strength.
这里我们看到这个力量的来源。
If we are at peace with God, we will be strengthened.
如果我们有与神和好的话，那我们就有从他来的能力。
If our relationship with God is good, obviously, we have this spiritual power to move on to serve God.
如果我们与神和好，我们就有这个灵里的力量，能够来服侍他。
I think this strength is manifested in our life.
像这个能力是彰显在我们每天生活当中。
We can read verse 6.
我们可以看第六节。
Isaiah chapter 27, verse 6.
以赛亚书二十七章六节。
Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruits.
六节，将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。
Though it seems that this is like a prophecy concerning the future.
这是对未来的一个预言。
But in actual fact, it can also be applied to our life.
但事实上，这其实可以对我们生活上的一种应用。
A person who has been strengthened by God.
一个被神所这个坚固的人。
Surely he can take root in the Lord.
当然，他能够扎根在主里。
A person who has taken root in God,
一个扎根在主里的人
will be shown in his life. That is the fruit that he bears or she bears.
那他能够在生活当中能够结果出。
Today we can continue to do good.
今天我们能够继续去做这些善事。
Continue to disclose the virtues of God in our life.
去啊彰显神在我们生活当中。
Even though in very difficult situations，
甚至在一个非常艰难的情况之下。
We find that we have taken root in God。
我们还是仍然发现我们扎根在神的主当中。
We can also turn to Colossians。
你看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter。Chapter 2.
Colossians chapter 2.
Colossians chapter 2.
Colossians chapter 2.
We read verse 7.
七节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 7.
Colossians 二章七节。
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
七节，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Here it also talks about taking root and being built up in Jesus Christ.
这里也谈到要生根建造在主里。
How do we know that we have been built up in Him?
我们怎么知道我们这个生根建造在他里面呢？
Of course, here it says we must be taught.
这里讲到说，我们必须要这个领受教训。
A person who has been taught will always abound in thanksgiving.
这里讲到所领的，我们所领受教训的人呢，他就在感谢的心上也增长。
In fact, this is very true.
事实上，这是真实的。
A heart of thanksgiving is a heart of strength.
感恩的心也是一种力量。
A heart of thanksgiving enables a person to move past the difficulties.
感恩的心让我们能够度过难关。
I think this is very real with many of us who serve God.
想对我们大家来讲也是一种事实。
We must not imagine that serving God is something very smooth and is always a plain sailing.
在服事神当中，如果是很平顺，
我们不要常以为
了。不要以为服事神是一个很平顺的。
In fact, it could be that the more you serve God, the more difficult it may become.
越侍奉神，你就越感到困难。
That's why we need this strength from God apart from praying.
可是为什么我们必须要需要从神而来这个力量？
We also can turn to Psalms.
我们可以看诗篇。
Psalms chapter 84.
诗篇。
84
篇。
I think this is a very A famous chapter.
我想这是一个非常有名的一篇。
We just focus ourselves on verse 5 to verse 7.
着重在第五节跟第七节。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
五节靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人并为有福。
Here it says, a person is blessed if his strength.Is found in God.
这里讲说，这个有一个有福的人，他是靠神有力量的。
And his heart is set on pilgrimage.
所以他的心呢是往这个锡安大道的。
To set on a pilgrimage means to go to the temple or to go to Mount Zion to see the face of God.
这里讲的锡安大道是往神的殿去往锡安大道到神的殿去。
In order to make sure that this strength can grow in him.
你需要确定说这个力量能够在他里面增长。
Then actions must be seen in his life.
那这个他日常当中的行为必须要被看得到。
Merely having the determination to serve God is not enough.
单单有一种心智是不够的。
Merely being moved in prayer, is not enough.
在祷告中单单被感动是不够的。
Our prayer, our determination must be accompanied by active actions.
我们的祷告，我们的感动，这个力量必须在行为当中被看到。
In verse 6 here it says,
在第七节这里讲，
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also cover it with pools.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。
In seeing the face of God, they may have to go through the valley of tears or the valley of Baca.
为了见神的面，他们必须经过这个流泪谷。
The valley of weeping.
这个流泪的谷。
And they must pass through it.
必须要经过它。
And in verse 7 it says.
这第七节这里讲着。
When they pass through it, they go from strength to strength.
当他们走过这个流泪谷，他们就力上加力。
Even in the process of going through it, they can be added with strength from God.
即使是在这个过程当中，他们已经被增强了很多力量。
So I think as believers or as workers of God, we must have the heart, our mind must be equipped to face with challenges and difficulties in our work.
所以我想，当一个信徒的一个工人，我们在这个服事当中，必须要有一个心智，就是必须有很多的，可能有很多的困难在我们的前面。
We must not be afraid of difficulties.
我们必须要用不惧怕的去面对这些。
We must equip ourselves to pass through difficulties, to go through difficulties.
我们必须要装备自己来行过这些困难。
And we believe and we trust that in the process of doing so, most strength will be given to us.
相信在这整个过程当中，大部分的力量就能够加给我们。
In fact, I think this is real with many workers who serve the Lord faithfully.
像这是大部分的这个工人所感受到的。
Sometimes when we look at problems,
时候当我们遇到这些困难的时候呢
，I think the first thing that comes to our mind is to avoid the problem.
我们总是想要逃避这些问题。
Because we feel that we may not have enough strength to face it.
因为我们觉得可能没有足够的力量去面对。
But here it teaches us that we must go through it.
那这里告诉我们必须要面对它。
Only then.The genuineness of our faith can be seen, can be revealed.
只有唯有这样子，我们真实的那份信仰才能够看得出来。
For example, many of you have heard about going to Africa.
举例来说，很多人都听过去非洲。
I think some of you really want to go.
我想有你们当中有一些人真的想去。
But you just feel that you don't have enough strength.
但你觉得自己力量不足。
How do you get the strength?
你要怎么获得这个力量呢？
Apart from praying.
除了祷告
Then you must go to Africa.
你必须要去非洲
This is how you get the strength.
这就是你如何获得力量的来源
I think this is what the psalmist is telling us here.
我想就是这个诗篇告诉我们的
We can also turn to Isaiah.
我们来请看以赛亚书
Chapter 33:0.
第三十章
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章
We read verse 15.
请看十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Again, this is a very famous verse.
以赛亚书三十章十五节，这是一个很有名的章节。
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you will not.
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静志不肯。
Here again, God invited them, this people here, to count on Him, to rely on Him.
主在这里再一次的邀请他的这些人能够来到他面前，能够依赖他。
Ask them to return to Him and to find rest in Him.
能够回转归他，能够在他里面得到安息。
So that they can be saved.
所以他们能够被得救。
Here it also says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength."
这里又讲到你们得力在乎平静安稳。
This quietness and confidence is the result of having returned to God and having found rest in the Lord.
这里的平静安稳呢，在乎归回安息在主里。
But these people they were not willing.
但这些人他们不肯。
If you read the entire chapter,
如果你把整章都念完
，the people were facing some problems at the time.
这些人他们遇到了一些问题。
Problem within and problem out with. External factors and internal factors.
他们有着内忧外患。
We can read chapter 30 verse 1.
我们看三十章第一节。
Verse 1, yeah.
请看第一节。
Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plan but not of my spirit, that they may add sins to sin.
耶和华说：“祸哉这悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不由于我，结盟却不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。”
These people have decided to turn away from God to rely on the power of Egypt or to join alliance with Egypt.
他们这些人想依靠着埃及的力量。
Here it says this idea did not come from the Spirit.
这里讲的这些idea 这些想法，并不来自于埃及。
Isaiah advised them to turn back, to return to God and find rest.
以赛亚请他们能够一起回到主里。
That's why verse 15 is the reason for this invitation.
就是为什么这个主邀请他们的原因。
But we find that they refuse to turn back.
但我们发现他们竟不肯。
They knew what was not. They knew that what Isaiah said was correct.
他们知道以赛亚讲的是事实。
Their ways forward was not correct.
他们所做的是不对的。
They must return.
他们必须回转。
But they did not.
但他们拒绝了。
If they refuse to return, then how could they obtain strength from God?
如果你拒绝回转向神，你怎么从神那里得到力量？
Then how could they experience quietness and confidence in the Lord?
怎么能够在主里面啊感受到他的这个？
Again, I think this is something that we have to learn.
这是我们啊必须学习的。
We must learn to find rest in God.
我们必须在学习在主里得到找寻这个安息。
Every time when we serve God.
每一次我们在服侍神当中
，Not only we finish the work，
不是只是单单的想要完成工作。
In the course of doing the work, we must find rest。
我们必须要去找到这个安息。
We must find confidence in God。
我们必须在主里找到这份信心。
Quietness is strength。
这份平静安稳，力量。
Strength。
这个力量。
We look at verse 9 to verse 11 as well。
请看第九到十一节。
Here is another problem.
这是另外一个问题。
Verse 9 to verse 11.
九到十一节。
That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who says to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Verse 11. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.These people refuse to listen.
这些人他们不肯拒绝，他们拒绝去听。
It is highly possible that the word of Isaiah or the prophet appeared to be very attacking. Prick their conscience. 刺到他们良心。
这个以赛亚所讲这些预言呢，刺进他们的良心了。
Probably they could not accept it.
他们可能没办法接受了。
That's why they said to the prophet.
所以他们对这个先知说。
Do not prophesy to me anymore.
不要再跟我们讲预言了。
I don't want to listen to your message anymore.
我不想再听你的信息了。
Just prophesy deceit to me.
Just 讲一些
Prophesy deceit. 我是从这里面念的。第十节。
他们对先知说不要妄见不吉利的事，对先知说不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说温柔的话，言虚幻的事。
Prophesy deceit，
就是讲一些虚幻的事。
They asked this Holy One of Israel to cease from before them。
他们要这个先知去讲一些这个骗他们的话了。
Verse 11, sorry.
第一节，第十一节。
My pronunciation is not very good.
My listening is even worse.
Okay. Verse 11, it says, Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.
他们说你们要离弃正道，偏离直路，不要在我面前再提说以色列的圣者。
What kind of life is that?
这是什么样的谎言呢？
What kind of life?
这是怎样的生活呢？
A life that is totally separated from God.
这种完全偏离主道的生活。
How can they find strength in the Lord?
他们如何能够期望在主里找到力量？
I feel that sometimes in our life, certain aspects of our character may not be completely in line with the teachings of God.
有时候我觉得我们在生活当中很多事情没办法跟主的道一起相提并论。
To find strength, we must return to the principle of God.
我们必须找到力量，必须要回归主的里面。
Sometimes when we return to the principle of God, we may face with a lot of challenges or problems.
有时候，当我们回到主里面的时候，我们却遇到了很多的困难。
But we know that this is the only way forward.
但是我们知道，这是我们唯一往前的方向。
So by returning to God, surely we will have confidence and quietness in the Lord.
所以回归到主里面，我们就得到这个力量，能够得到安稳。
We can look at another passage.
我们可以来看另外一个章节。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
请看以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
The last verse.
最后一节。
Again, this is a very famous verse.
这是又是一个有名的章节。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
I think many of us are like this verse very much.
我想很多人很喜欢这一节。
Some of us even make it into a poster, a big one.
很多人是把它印成一个很大张的海报。
Hang it somewhere where we can see it on a daily basis.
把它贴在一个每天都看得到的地方。
So every day when you look at it, you say, I'm waiting on the Lord.
所以每天看到那个海报，就觉得你在等候主了。
Wait and wait and wait, we are not renewed.
每天都等等等，但都没有重新得力了。
Sometimes we say, is this a faithful saying? Is this trustworthy?
所以我们开始怀疑是真的吗
？I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. There's no renewal of strength.
一直在等候等候等候，却没有重新得力了。
I think this is a conclusion to the entire chapter.
想这是对这一章节的一个结论。
There is a very serious problem facing the believers at the time, the chosen ones of God at the time.
对于当时候的人，这是一个很大的一个挑战。
To wait on the Lord, they must answer questions.
要等候这个耶和华，他们必须要回答问题。
They must be faithful to the answer.
他们必须要完成这个。
In fact, this question was asked twice.
事实上，这个问题被回答两次了，被问了两次了。
We read that verse 18.
请看第十八节。
Chapter 40, verse 18.
40章28节。
To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to Him?
你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象与神比较呢？
Verse 25.
25节。
I think verse 18. The question is from the mouth of Isaiah.
我想第十八节是这个问题是来自于以赛亚。
Verse 25 comes from the mouth of God.
25节这个问题是来自于神。
To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One.
那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
I think this is a very crucial question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
It tells us a lot about the relationship between God and His people at the time.
想这是提出了一个当时人与神的关系。
To some, God might be just like an idol, one of the gods that they believe.
对很多人，当时很多人来讲，神只不过是一个很多偶像之中的一个。
Maybe it's only a god that they pray to in times of harvest or in times of sowing seeds.
这只是一个神，他们有困难的时候才找他，或者是要播种的、撒种的时候才找他。
Or maybe they only pray to God when they are being oppressed by any foreign forces.
或者他们遇到这个外敌的时候，他们才祷告。
And that's why Isaiah asked them.
所以以赛亚才问他们
，To whom then will you liken God？
你们究竟将谁比神
？If they consider God to be only a god, one of the gods，
如果你们如果他们把神当作是唯一的神，那其他神呢
？No matter how long they wait on the Lord, they will never be renewed in their strength。
不管他们再怎么样的等候，他们都不会重新得力。
So the concept about God is so important。
所以对神的观念是很重要的。
They must believe that.The Lord God here is the only true God.
我们必须相信这里的神，这个是唯一的真神。
He is the only Almighty.
他是唯一全能的神。
He is the one who has created the universe.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the God who gives life.
他是给予生命的神。
He is the only God. They must turn to whom they must turn to.
那是唯一我们必须回转归回的神。
So the people of God must have this faith in Him.
所以这些人必须要有这个信心。
That's why we find that this question was asked twice.
所以我们看到这个问题被问了两次。
God also asked them once.
所以神也问他们一次。
To whom then will you liken me?
你们将谁比我？
The question actually is like a rhetorical question.
这是一个有答案的问题。
They knew the answer.
他们知道问答案。
No one can be compared to him.
没有人能够跟他相比。
He is the only Almighty, the supreme God in the universe.
唯一一个全能的神。
No one can be compared to him.
没有人能够与他相比。
Only with this understanding, when they waited on the Lord, then their strength shall be renewed.
有他们知道这个，才能够重新得力。
Because this demonstrates their genuine faith in God.
这就是一个彰显展示我们对这个真实的信仰的一面。
Today we need to have this full faith in the Lord in our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们必须要真的有这样真实的信仰。
We must not consider our Lord God to be only a physician. Or a doctor.
我们不行，不是把神当作是一个医生而已了。
Or a chemist.
或者是一个
药剂师。
化学家。
谢谢你。
化学家。
Pharmacist.
The chemist is 化学 pharmacist. 药剂师嘛。
药剂师。要吃药的时候。Be a pharmacist.
不能把神当作只是一个药剂师了。
We must treat him and consider him to be our master, our heavenly father.
我们必须把他真的当作是我们在天上的天父。
Our focus must be completely on him.
我们所有的工作必须要真的。
Sometimes we cannot focus on God.
所以我们依靠神。
Sometimes we cannot focus.
有时候我们不能够专注于神。
Because our concept about God is not correct.
因为我们对神的观念是错误的。
Or because we cannot fully trust in Him.
或者我们不能够全心全意的来相信
他。Or we feel that we still can rely on ourselves.
或者觉得我们靠自己也行。
That's why we can never be renewed.
所以我们就是为什么没办法重新得力。
So when we fully turn to our Lord God.
当我们全心全意的来转向神。
Believing that He is the only one who can help us.
相信。他就是我们唯一可以依靠的。
So when we wait on him, we shall surely be renewed.
所以当我们等候他，我们就能够重新得力。
So I believe that all of us can be renewed by focusing fully on the Lord.
像我们可以重新得力，借着来完全的来依靠神。
Now we are going to pray.
我们要来祷告。
For those who need the laying on of hands, please come forward to pray.
要按手的，请到前面来。